Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 13th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers End content. Quick update, your weekly Extra Life update is here, and I'm happy to report we boosted our team goal to $3,000 since we hit 2,000 pretty, no, I wouldn't say easily, but we hit 2,000 pretty quickly. So we upped it to 3,000 with Jocelyn's streaming weekend coming up, and we're nearly to our $3,000 goal, and we have more planned. We're kind of, you know, sorting out some additional streams. I think I'm going to do one. I know Jocelyn's already has one planned. But yeah, Saturday went really well. We had a great time. It ended pretty abruptly. Kudos to Jocelyn for handling it so professionally. You might have seen on Twitter she had a leak in a pipe that caused her to have to abruptly end the stream and take care of that business. I think all is well now. They've sorted it out, but clearly just not a fun way to end a very positive Saturday. We had a lot of fun, and it was unfortunate for it to end that way. But we did raise close to $600 just on that stream, so I was really pumped to be a part of that. And yeah, we'll have more fun planned in the future. I know Jocelyn wants to do another stream. I'm toying with the idea of doing a Saturday night stream or maybe a Sunday evening stream, depending on how schedules work out. But we'll announce more details in the coming weeks, so you can check that out. But for now, you can visit bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018 to donate. Donations are open till the end of December, so you've got plenty of time to jump in there. Although, you know, don't wait. It helps to see those numbers coming in to keep us going. Speaking of which, Jocelyn's out of town this week. She's heading to DreamHack Atlanta, I believe. So I will be joined by Josh, good friend and guest co-host Josh, and we're going to talk about, you guessed it, Red Dead Redemption 2, because I've been playing it. I know Josh has finished it, I believe, so we'll have lots to talk about. Spoiler free, so don't worry about whether you're going to hit some spoilers. We'll keep it spoiler free because I'm still in Chapter 2. But I want to talk a bit more about, you know, mechanics and all that fun stuff. So we'll talk about that. And of course, we'll probably talk about that whole Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie, which the trailer came out and was surprisingly, I thought, really good. I expected it to be garbage. Not garbage, but just expected it to be in line with the other, you know, animes where it's just kind of, it's a thing, it's there, they've done a billion of them, let's do another one. But this seems like a whole new reimagining of what a Pokemon movie can be with the super realistic Pokemon, and some of them are like, that looks like a good conversion of a Pikachu, and others are just plain creepy, like that Mr. Mime. I mean, it looks like Mr. Mime, but doesn't creep me out as much as Mr. Mime does in the Pokemon games, so we'll see how that plays out. I'm sure you've seen the trailer, it's everywhere. Another trailer that kind of caught my eye was the Smash Brothers commercial that had no music, so people were like adding their own music in the background, which I thought was kind of clever. I'm not saying Nintendo did it on purpose, but it is kind of an interesting idea that they designed it in a way where they kept all the sound effects, but they didn't have any music in the background, so people could literally just lay a track on top of the trailer and have it play kind of normally. It's really interesting and kind of an interesting marketing, you know, ploy, because I saw the trailer countless times, and it's a minute, right? So like, oh, check it out, this is the one with Chumbawamba, and it's like, I just watched this ad for the third or fourth time and I'm still enjoying it. And I mean, I was already buying Smash, so I don't know what kind of person you get to buy Smash based on watching the ad with Chumbawamba in the background, but I don't know, sold me. Summoner's Call should be a quiet week. This week, this seems to happen after a big patch drops. We'll have updated impressions on the Aether Raids, which, I gotta say, is the biggest update to that game in the last year. If you haven't been, if you played Fire Emblem Heroes and you kind of dropped out, Aether Raids is kind of an interesting progressive mode. Well, it's a raid. You have your base, you build your base up, and you can attack, and there's defense. And it just seems like a mode that's not something you're going to grind out. It's something you're going to build over the course of the coming weeks. So there is that free-to-play nature as you go in, and there's like, I think it's like Aether Stones. There's a bunch of new currencies. There's a new energy thing that, you know, replenishes each day. So if you hated that about the game, well, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there, but if you're interested in trying out this new mode, it is really cool. I really dig it, and it's a nice new layer to check out each day as you're playing your game. If you look at the calendar, this is the third Thursday coming up of the month. However, Jocelyn's out of town, as I said, so we're going to move game night to the 22nd. I know, a lot of American listeners are like, it's Thanksgiving. Well, we're Canadian, so we're going to do game night. And if you'd like to join us, maybe bring the family along, make a family outing out of it. I don't know. And if you're not American, then, hey, it's just Thursday. Join us. Next Thursday, sorry, is when we'll do it. November 22nd. So pick your game, get it ready, and we'll do a post early next week. It's November, man. I'm looking at these release dates, and you've got Hitman 2 that just came out. Now, you might have gotten early access to it. It actually came out on Friday for some folks. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I think if you pre-order it, you get all the remastered levels from the first season, so that's kind of interesting that they bundled the game together, so check that out. Spyro Reignited Trilogy is also out today, PS4 and Xbox One. I think the Switch version got delayed, and I don't think it's coming out on PC, but I could be wrong. The Switch version might have came out today as well. For some reason, I thought it was delayed. Either way, if you're big into Spyro, they did a remake, and you can check that out. Fallout 76 launches tomorrow, Wednesday, on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. You know, normally I'd be all over a Bethesda game, but I am completely unaware of whether this game is going to be good or not. And the amount of time I put into Fallout 4 and bounced off it pretty quickly, I think I'm going to wait for this one to go on sale. I do like Fallout. I don't like multiplayer games, so I want to see how it plays and get some thoughts. Plus, I'm still knee-deep in Red Dead Redemption 2. I think that is going to be the bulk of my gaming for the rest of this year. Of course, there will be other games mixed in to keep the show fresh. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee launch on the Switch this Friday, November 16th. So if you're into Pokemon, make sure you get that one on your radar. I, for one, am picking up the Eevee version. I'll be able to talk about that next week, hopefully, if my shipment comes on time. I haven't had the best luck with that lately. But yeah, it's like a remake of Red, Blue, and Yellow, more based on Yellow with your Pokemon following you around. And I know it's going to be more of a shallow experience. Not shallow, but just a trimmed-down experience from the main games. But I haven't finished a main Pokemon game in a while. And I think that's mostly due to the fact that they're just overloaded with stuff to do. So I, for one, kind of looking forward to a Pokemon Lite. You know, still anticipating the new main game next year, but I want to check this one out. So, looking forward to it. Let me know, are you picking up Pikachu or Eevee? I want Eevee. I just think that Pikachu has had his time in the light. So, anyways, New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.